In Afghanistan, the U.S. military has ruled out the possibility that its forces mistook celebratory shooting at an Afghan wedding for hostile fire. The U.S. officials said American forces responded only after coming under enemy fire. But survivors of yesterday's incident say the planes bombed their celebration in a central Afghan village, killing scores of people, mostly women and children. Reporter Colin Soloway attended today's military briefing at Bagram Air Base. What else are U.S. officials saying about yesterday's bombing?
Well, they gave a few more details on the operation. They said it was a large operation involving between 100 and 200 coalition troops, meaning there may be some non-American troops in there as well, to go after a number of anti-aircraft sites and of also what they called sensitive locations, which probably means areas where they think there are weapons being stored or Al-Qaeda or Taliban forces, areas which they had reconnoitered before. And they said that an AC-130 gunship believed that it was taken under fire by anti-aircraft artillery, which means, you know, a heavy machine gun or larger caliber weapon that they believed was actually tracking them, and they engaged that. It's not clear whether that particular incident of this alleged attack by anti-aircraft guns in the vicinity of the village was directly connected to the bombing of the village. They were also bombing, again, these other targets, bunker complexes, apparently, it's been reported. They dropped 7 2,000-pound bombs guided by GPS guidance systems mostly, and 6 of them apparently hit the targets, and they've said that the 7th went astray. They're not acknowledging directly that, you know, this bomb hit the village, but I think the understanding is there.
So this is the one that went astray, or do they have some history with this village? Have they taken fire from there?
They didn't say they had taken fire from the village or had any problems with the village, you know, whatsoever. In fact, they really didn't go into any details about the village. They said, though, in that area, they had taken anti-aircraft fire before, and they had identified the anti-aircraft sites. They said the anti-aircraft sites were in the vicinity of the village, but again, it's still not clear whether the bombing was directed at anti-aircraft sites around the village or whether this was a bomb that was headed for a different location that went astray. I mean, these bombs are dropped from 20 to 30,000 feet in the air. And so they can, you know, if their guidance system malfunctions, they can go a heck of a long way from their intended targets. So if it was, in fact, a 2,000-pound bomb, which is what it appears at the moment, this bomb could have been headed for a site, you know, several miles away.
Are U.S. officials planning to visit the village to investigate further?
Yes, they announced that there, in fact, is an investigation team, a joint U.S.-Afghan investigation team on the way there right now with some U.S. officers and then also Afghan government officials who've been appointed by President Karzai to look into the bombings. And they should be on the ground sometime today, and hopefully we'll be getting more information later in the day or tomorrow.
Local Afghan officials say some 40 people were killed and 70 wounded. Has the Afghan government issued any statement about the incident?
The only statements that they've made have generally, that I'm aware of, have come out of the area, the Kandahar, Uruzgan area nearby there, and most of that tends to be based on what survivors were telling them. But there seems to be fairly consistent reports of about 30 to 40 people killed and a large number of those wounded. The coalition spokesman and U.S. forces will not acknowledge more than 4 people wounded. I think those are just the 4 children who they themselves saw, treated, and medevaced to Kandahar and then also to Bagram Air Base. So I think until they get in on the ground and are able to see for themselves, they're not willing to acknowledge any larger casualties than that. But given the sort of consistency that we've been hearing of large numbers of people killed, I think the official, or at least the American sanctioned death toll I'm sure will go much higher.
This is an accident, a bomb that went where it wasn't supposed to go, wouldn't be the first.
No, there have been cases of places that have been hit, in some cases by mistake. Some cases you've had weapons malfunctioning that drop on areas. But in many cases, in many of the more highly publicized cases, usually the weapons work perfectly fine. The problem was bad intelligence, often provided to the Americans by our sort of erstwhile allies. It was quite common during the sort of main part of the war and afterwards that local warlords, realizing that the American special forces and forward air controllers calling in the strikes were very dependent upon them to distinguish who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, they took advantage of this and would, in order to eliminate their local rivals, would tell the Americans, "Oh, the bad guys are over there," and the Americans would then go in and bomb them. There was a case of a wedding party back in March, another wedding party that was hit by bombs based on information from Pacha Khan, one of our allies, and he apparently also targeted a convoy of dignitaries on their way to the inauguration of the government back in December as well. So in many cases the equipment works okay, but they're just getting bad intelligence. But in this case, the indications that we've been getting, the hints we've been getting, is that this is simply a weapon malfunction.
Reporter Colin Soloway at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan.